got a little something for us today. Amen.
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 We're going to turn to 2nd chapter of Titus. A little short book. It has 3 chapters, amen. But it's full of good stuff. Amen. Amen. So I think this is a book that the Apostle Paul was talking to his son in the Gospel, Timothy, amen. And just explaining to him the things that should be done, amen. We're just going to read a few verses in Titus 2. Titus 2:1 says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." Verse 2 said that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. Amen. Let me go on. Because I don't want to leave nobody out. Amen. It goes on to say, verse 3, the aged women likewise.
Right.
Yeah.
That they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not giving too much wine, teachers of good things. Amen. That they may teach the young women to be sober,
yes,
to love their husbands, yes, to love their children. Yes. Amen. Verse 5 says, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedience to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Verse 6 says, young men likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Going in verse 9 and 10. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Amen.
Amen.
Kind of like what it is in our homes today. Amen. What it is to be in our domestic regulations. What we should do in our domestic life.
Yes.
Amen.
It
covered everything.
Amen.
Amen. It covered the young men, the young women.
Amen.
It even, you know, we don't have indentured servants now, but you know, we do have people that work for us. They have IHS, they have in-home care. Those of us who don't use that now, you need to thank God that you don't need it.
Amen.
Amen. But when you do, amen, and you have people that work for you, treat them with respect.
Amen.
Treat them the way that you want to be treated.
Amen.
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 In our society today, a lot of problems would be alleviated if we adhere to the attitude of treat others as if how you want to be treated.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
We would get rid of a lot of animosity, a lot of wrongdoing if you just treated people how you wanted to be treated. Amen. Amen. Now, in Titus, as the Apostle Paul is talking to and admonishing Timothy in this particular verses, he began to analyze what and what he's trying to say here is he's giving you definitions of things that how you should be. Amen. Right. And how that one definition will oftentimes complement the other in its meaning. Amen. He's telling Titus here to be exhorted, to teach and to tell and to speak the things that are becoming of sound doctrine. Amen. And if you have soundness, then what you are speaking about, people can't find fault in. Amen. You know, if you get up and like they say, just talk off the cuff and just say things to say things without having the backup of the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
People will see that. And they say, that ain't right. Something's wrong. Amen. But if you speak the Word of God with the backup of the Scripture, then what you say can't be disputed.
Amen.
Amen. So speak sound doctrine.
Amen.
Wholesome doctrine. Teach what can be proven.
Amen.
By the Scriptures.
Yes.
Of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And it said to exhort people to be sober-minded. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we think of soberness, right away, alcohol comes to mind. Yeah, true. That's true.
Amen.
But alcoholism isn't the only thing that we're talking about
Amen.
Here. Amen. You have to be sober in your words. Amen. Sober in your deeds.
Amen.
Amen. Being sober, you can be drunk off of your possessions. Amen.
Amen.
You can be drunk off of your power. Amen. I often, when I got to be in a position to where I was over people, I always remembered where I came from.
Amen.
Amen. I remember when an incident when I first got one of my first jobs. Me and this other gentleman, we came back from lunch. We was just a little bit late. Amen. The manager, he just came down on us with both feet.
Oh,
wow. Amen.
Yeah.
He just read us the riot act. Amen.
Yeah.
And came down so hard, the one boy quit. He said, I can't take this. Amen. But I said from then on that if I ever got into a position of authority,
yeah,
I would never,
never
treat my co-workers the way that he treated us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you can become, I mean, so many people, it's not even their company.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have say in how it's ran or anything. But you give them a little power and they get drunk with it.
Yes, they do.
It's like an alcoholic. You see him stumbling down the street. You know he's drunk. They get so possessed with the power. The little power that they have,
they sure do.
That they abuse it.
They sure do.
So you can be drunk off of other things other than alcohol.
Amen.
Amen. So he's telling you to be sober-minded. Amen. And also he told us to be of grave mind. Amen. To be serious-minded. Amen. You know, and I always say that that's not to be that you got to walk around with your head down and with a permanent scowl on your face. I'm serious. Amen. But it's to be not foolish about what you do. Amen. It's like our Sunday school lesson was telling us today. You have to be in control. Amen. Greatness means being in control. Being in control of your actions, your anger, your ways. Amen. And especially your words. Amen. We learn as children, there's an old saying that sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me.
All right.
I'm here to tell you that that's wrong. That is very wrong.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
That was one of the things that they taught me growing up. Amen. That sticks and stones can break my bone, but man can never hurt me. As a little kid, I used to stick and stones break my bone. Names can't hurt me. Amen. But as I grow up, I learn that words can kill.
Yes, they can.
Words can cut you to the quick.
Hurtful.
Words are hurtful. They can destroy a person. Amen. And if a person is weak, like I say, you can kill them.
Amen.
So be serious-minded and not foolish in your words. And be in control at all times.
Yes.
Amen. And we have to be temperate.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't be like a road that goes up hills and down hills.
Yeah.
Up hills and down hills. You see a person one day, they can be smiling. It's like they're on top of the world. Can't nothing hurt them. And I'm just good.
Yeah.
That afternoon, you see them walking around. Looking for money on the ground. They've got the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Amen.
That's right.
They're not temperate. You got to be even keeled. Amen. It's like we say, if we got a problem, give it to Jesus. Give it to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He'll handle it. Pastor said so aptly today, you know, a lot of times people will lie on us, they'll hurt us.
Yeah.
They'll speak bad words about us.
Yeah.
He would say, get them, Jesus. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
Give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
But see, that's not where we, as humans, end it. We tell Jesus to get him, we say, we wait. What you gonna do, Jesus? Get him, Jesus.
Oh,
I'm waiting.
Oh,
but we have to give it to the Lord and forget it.
Forget it. That's right. Let it happen.
He said, vengeance is mine.
That's right.
I will repay.
Hallelujah.
He didn't say, I'll grant your wish right now, I'm strike him down. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah.
So we have to be balanced. sometimes we require more from people than God does. Don't get me wrong now. God demands that we live holy,
man,
and be holy.
Yeah.
But some people make holiness unattainable. Solomon said, be not righteous over much. Now, God would be very small or mediocre if we were the only ones to be saved. So, we should use temperance in all things. We must learn to restrain ourselves and have control always.
Man.
The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. That's what I was just telling you.
Yeah.
Just because we have wrath against something, that don't make it right for God. God not only, you know, a lot of times we're blinded by the situation. We're blinded by the things that are happening to us. We don't see the overall picture. Just because it's that way to us doesn't mean that God sees it that way. His ways and his ideas are as far from us as the heavens are from the earth.
Yeah.
Amen. God don't see things like we see. Amen. So when we tell him something and we ask him something, we have to leave it in his capable hands. Amen. Because he will take care of it. Amen. In his own time. Sometimes we have a disagreement and we don't like somebody. And we don't want nobody else to like them.
Yeah.
It's not the way God said.
Hallelujah.
Sound in faith. Amen. We must be free from any defects such as the truth. We must study to show ourselves approval unto God. A workman that don't have to be ashamed because you know how to rightly divide the word of God. Study to show yourself approved. A lot of people study the Bible. They study the word of God just to be able to refute what you're saying.
Right.
Amen. A lot of people know the Bible better. They know it forwards and backwards.
Yes, so.
Just to make an argument with you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, they do.
So we have to know our doctrine. And we have to know it for ourselves.
Amen.
Not because somebody told you.
Amen.
Know why we are baptized in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Because water baptism is just not an outward expression of an inward feeling. It is the divine commandment from God.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't believe me, let's look at Luke 24:46-47. See what it says. Luke 24:46-47. Talking about the divine commandment from God. 46:47. And it says, and said unto them, now in my Bible it's read, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day. Verse 47 said, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. Divine commandment of God. Amen. So to back that up again, let's turn to Acts. Acts 10 and 48. This speaks to us as Gentiles directly. It says, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed him they to tarry certain days.
Amen.
Divine commandments from God. Amen. So there is no way that we can be in Christ without being buried with him by baptism. It must be done in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, anybody from this church that goes to a baptism and they don't say in the name of Jesus, we know it ain't right.
That's right.
Amen. Because there's no other names under heaven whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Right. So you got to know your doctrine. You got to know what we're talking about. Amen. Know what you believe in. Be sound in the faith. Don't say, that's a big church and that's the way that pastor did it. Be strong in your faith.
Amen.
Know that even if the pastor come and say, in the name of the Father, Son, pastor. My Bible say you have to do it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be strong in your faith.
Amen.
Next, charity. Amen. Charity is Christ-like love. Amen. Not the love of the flesh that allows you to do anything you want. And yet, by the same token, it doesn't condemn. Amen.
Yes.
Charity does not write you off for every mistake that you made.
Yes.
After all, if God would mark iniquity, who of us could stand? God is merciful.
Hallelujah.
Then last, we must have patience.
Yeah.
Patience is calm. And I want to stress calmness. We must have a calm endurance. Amen. Sure, we endure some things because we have no choice.
Hallelujah.
But we grumble all the way through. And that takes away from the victory.
Amen.
Patience is the ability to bear hardship and affliction without losing your cool.
All right. I like that.
Amen.
Amen.
So just a little encouragement for you to act like a Christian. Be a Christian. Know the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen.